Chapter 3. Fort Duquesne.
"Oh, Molly, are we never going to stop walking?" asked Davy, looking down at his feet. The once bright-colored embroidery on his moccasins was faded now and covered with mud.
"I wish I knew," said Molly sadly. "I feel as if we've been walking all our lives. But see how tough our feet have grown?"
"Why did they make us run so fast?" asked Davy.
"They were afeard of being followed, I think," replied Molly. "Like as not, they knew there were white men on our trail. Like as not, John and Tom ran to neighbor Dixon, and he gathered the neighbors from Marsh Creek Hollow together."
"Oh, why didn't they come to save us?" wailed Davy.
"They couldn't catch up," answered Molly slowly. "We went so fast."
She stole a glance at the young man captive, whose coming had brought back her hope. If only she could rouse him. He talked a little now as they walked down the mountainside. He said his name was Nicholas Porter, and he came from Piney Mountain near Shippenstown, only a few miles as the crow flies from Marsh Creek Hollow. He told how one morning his mother wanted squirrel for pot pie. He insisted that squirrel pot pie, made by his mother, was the best dish in the land. He told how he went out hunting to take a few squirrels for pot pie, and how he'd been caught like a squirrel himself, by hunters stronger than he. He kept on talking about the squirrel pot pie that his mother would never make again, and he himself would never, never eat. He told the tale so often that Molly wearied of it. If only he could forget his suffering. There were more important things to think of. If only he could fasten his mind on the idea of escape. All the time.